I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The House is considering the Vietnam Human Rights Act of 2007 while things are changing. World Serve's David Hunt says an incredible door is open into the country.
By the end of this month, the first 10,000 copies will be printed. It is the most historic single printing, in my view, that we've ever had in Vietnam, because this is a communist nation. A church that is not recognized is being given the ability to both print and distribute the Bibles, and they are going to be distributed from the end of this month on to believers all over the country.
Meanwhile, in Indonesia, a national ministry has proven particularly effective in evangelism. AMG International's Paul Jenks says church growth is taking off, which brings its own challenges to long-term ministry.
We have a group now of about 400 churches that have affiliated together in an independent church movement. And these churches are very eager to see new churches planted and young men and women trained. And so this is really an exciting continuing opportunity for AMG to stay involved in seeing people come to Christ.
And Slavic Gospel Association continues actively praying for the coalitions of churches who support the Antioch Initiative across Russia. The project's a biblically structured proactive strategy seeking to develop key regional impact churches capable of training, sending, and equipping in order to plant more churches. So far, 19 coalitions are now in place. SGA staff are praying for the Lord to raise up many more to help support the goal of 50 Antioch churches in Russia by the year 2010. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNED's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you pray more effectively for Muslims around the world. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.